Well, it seems like all things are coming together. You know, the chance to honor the 2002 team, which is really special to us in our 43-year coaching career. Some of these guys we haven't seen since 2002. So Jackie, my wife, and I have really, really been looking forward to this. And then to come off of that Kentucky game, I mean, the greatest win in the history of Western Kentucky University football, in my judgment, to have that as momentum to come into this weekend is unbelievable.
So you'd say it's even more important than the win over McNeese State for the national?
No question about it. This is a different level. We were playing at a very competitive level in one AA football at the time, and now to beat a division, I call it 1A, I don't understand that alphabet stuff, 1A Southeastern Conference football team, to me is the greatest win. And it has a chance to propel this football program into relevancy as it relates to intercollegiate football.
Did you ever think that this was possible?
To be honest with you, no, I really didn't. The times that, you know, when we were here, it was, you know, it was just trying to get through the day, so to speak, and you didn't have much time to think ahead and be visionary, I guess. But thankfully, Gary Ransdell did. He had this vision for a long, long time, and when he decided to go 1A football, I personally thought, is this a good idea? He thought it was, because he is a visionary. And then to put the money into the football program, I'm sure there's a lot of people around Southwest Kentucky that thought, is that a good idea? He did it, and now, again, we have a chance to do some things and be a player in this intercollegiate football program.
What's your fondest memory?
Fondest memory of 14 of them, 14 years of them. Just the players that we've met, the parents that we had a chance to meet through this journey, coaches. I mean, we had something like 65 different coaches during that 14 years. Hard guy to work for, I guess. But anyway, we had coaches and players and friends here in Bowling Green. I mean, we got so many friends that we made during that 14-year period. And that maybe I said this, I said it in there, is I think the most beautiful word in the English language is home and homecoming. And for Jackie and me to drive in yesterday and drive through the campus and drive around town, it was truly homecoming. We had the butterflies and our heart was pounding because we were coming home.